Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is the Nerds Watching Wrestling Podcast, where it is WrestleMania season. I have been watching wrestling for 7 days straight. I am exhausted. I have to watch WrestleMania again in exactly 45 minutes, which is why this is the go-home edition of Nerds Watching Wrestling. I'm here going to be talking about SmackDown. I'm here to talk about Raw. But I am also going to give you guys some WrestleMania weekend pay-per-views that have already occurred, such as NXT Stand and Deliver and the results of AEW's annual Supercard of Honor. But before we get into that, I am not working alone, but I'm not working with my usual co-host either. That's right, I went and collabed with Out of the Hat for this one, because in the studio with me today are Million Dollar Ty and DJ The Clutch. What up, gentlemen?
Yeah, man.
What's poppin'?
Like, good to have you guys back on the show, man. We's busy right now because y'all two are wrestling fans. Y'all know we sat through WrestleMania night one. We sat through the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar was not there. Oh my
God. Wasn't in a video or nothing, bro.
Oh boy, I'm talking about edited the life out of Heyman's Hall thing. Oh yeah. Please remember, Out of the Hat participants, that this is a PG show.
Hey, Paul Heyman said it, though.
That's cute, but I was told today that there are canonically elementary school kids listening to this podcast. But so, like, oh my God, like, please don't get me demonetized before I start making money.
I said elf. Kids know what elf is.
This is not, this ain't 2002. We're not trying to get the F out anymore.
What's that, 02?
We used to get whoopings for that.
For the F out.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Couldn't insinuate. Couldn't say like beach or things of that nature. Couldn't like, no.
Anyway.
WrestleMania weekend, biggest weekend in professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
A lot of things going on. Like I said, WrestleMania night two starts not too long from this very process. So that's why I said we're just going to cover the go home shows around SmackDown, talk about what happened at NXT
Stadium. So we're going to pretend we did not watch night one of WrestleMania and talk about everything that happened right before it.
We are going to pretend WrestleMania night one doesn't exist, because we are going to come to you guys with a full WrestleMania review.
Night one.
When night two is over.
Yeah, night two.
So, like, be on the lookout for that, like, trying to get a double whammy special on this week.
At the time of you listening to this, Roman Reigns will no longer be champion, though. I will say that.
I hope so, because, baby, like, what was that meme I see on Facebook? Dear God, please let Roman and Seth both retain their titles tomorrow. It would be so funny.
I saw that.
No. I said, bro, I would die.
But like, Triple H been throwing out that, Paul Levesque.
Yeah.
He been throwing out the new era thing, so we know something about to change.
Yeah, he think he Chronicle from Mortal Kombat, and I don't understand, but like, it's okay.
Michael Cole has officially dubbed it the Triple H era, so whatever we were going to call
Paul
it,
it's
the Triple H era.
I would say Paulie started it first. He said it at the Hall of Fame.
Like I said, like.
So how y'all feel about this Renaissance era thing?
Like, that's exactly, I would have just called it the Renaissance era.
We can't.
Unless we already did that.
Is that not coined by Langston Hughes and them? Like,
I don't know.
The Renaissance era?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hated history.
It's not Harlem, but, you know.
This, man.
Harlem saying. Renaissance? Like, that's not an era. That's just an actual thing.
But I asked y'all that because, you know, Cody got a trademark, right?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Cody got what trademark?
The Renaissance era.
That's stupid. Why does he have that trademark?
Because he doing it for the WWE do it. So he'll have, like, the rights to it. It's crazy. I don't know. It's good.
That would make sense if he was still with AEW. But now that you over here, that's dumb.
No,
bro.
But he's saying if he leaves and goes somewhere else,
wherever you Cody go, if you leave WWE, wherever you go, you will no longer make it a Renaissance. You had your Renaissance.
Yeah.
You created the alternative.
I would say Renaissance was like 5 years ago.
Like, the Renaissance was 5 years ago, and now you back over here like you don't get to redo.
Literally not. But. Go on.
Like, absolutely not, Mr. Runnels. I'm not falling for it.
But he think he's slick, though.
Mm-hmm.
He think he real slick. But that just confirms that he's going to beat Roman Reigns tonight. Just putting that out there again.
But it'd be so funny. It's going to... I can't wait for the end of WrestleMania.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait, because like I said, if y'all been listening to the show, y'all know what I got going on. Y'all know how I feel about it.
And I've also hinted it on Out of the Head and told y'all to come listen here.
Y'all already know what
I'm
on.
And I'm not listening to none of it.
When it comes to the main event of WrestleMania 4.
Trust me, during this main event, I'm going to be sitting right next to you, pal.
Yeah, me and Ty have a bet, so...
Yeah.
And it has money on it.
There's definitely money on the line. 40 for 40.
40 for 40.
40 for 40.
Like, I ain't put no bet on nothing, but boy, like I said, it's gone bang. Cause like, cause no one was talking about, no one was talking about that happening until like the last couple weeks. Now people are intrigued, and when I see people getting intrigued, I'm like, bro, y'all so late.
It's so funny because I've been telling the world, like I've been like saying this for like ever since you brought it up. I was like, you know what, that ain't a bad idea.
Cause the moment he didn't cash in, when Seth said he had a bum knee, and he's got back to contender, like y'all had to be saving it for this. Like, cause ain't no way, cause I would've just took the title off Seth for them 4 months. Like,
or two weeks ago when they got beat down in the ring.
That also.
Like, when they got left laying by the, like, bro, like, ain't no way. Like, it's been too many openings.
Yeah.
And you talking about he gonna cash in on Drew.
Yeah, I get Drew. Yeah. Drew been stopping me from doing stuff.
But before we get to WrestleMania, we gotta talk about these go-home shows. But before I get into go-home shows, I do want to get into Ring of Honor. Like, Ring of Honor, of course, being owned by Tony Khan, so this is basically AEW Light. Sorry, not sorry.
It's AEW Light, but dark.
The wrestling can be seen better on AEW, because like in Ring of Honor, because in Ring of Honor, these people still have something to prove. Like, all of them ain't on AEW TV, and Supercard is our big thing. Like, that's when we partner up with Mexico, Japan, and all of them.
Everybody.
So, like, you got to put in work on Supercard. So I'm just going to give out the results of the main card. Kyle Fletcher retained his Ring of Honor World Television Championship against Big Shotty Lee Johnson in the opener. May Sierra and the Express Nexus Venus took on Tam Nakano and the Queen's Quest in a Stardom Showcase six-woman tag team match. Obviously, Stardom kind of like fading now that the owner is trying to start his new promotion, so everyone can see that the Joshi are now making big moves, especially when I get into the Stand and Deliver debut, like, biggest move in Joshi currently. Like, we finally got confirmation on what she going at lap. AEW lost. Like, sorry, but like, she signed. The Undisputed Kingdom, Matt Taven and Mike Bennett defeated the Infantry to retain the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships. Billy Starks defeated Queen Damanana to become the inaugural Ring of Honor Women's World Television Champion. The Bullet Club Gold, Austin Gunn, Colton Gunn, and Jay White defeated Lance Archer, Alex Zane, and the Grand Princess and World's Cutest, Minoru Suzuki. Like, you're just going to have to take that, bro. That is a canonic, that is a canonic thing that happened this past Tuesday.
Yeah.
That is a title Minoru Suzuki won. He is officially the Grand. He is the 2024 Grand Princess and World's Cutest.
Okay. All right, dog. Y'all got it, fam.
Like, you got to love Japanese pro wrestling. If you don't, you ain't watching nothing. Like, defeated Maki Ito to become world's cutest and the new grand princess, the world's angriest granddad.
That is absolutely absurd.
2024 creative.
And only, that is crazy. And only Minoru Suzuki can pull that shit off. I said that's word, but only Minoru Suzuki can pull something that absurd off. Like, y'all seen Minoru Suzuki. Like, y'all seen that man Russ? Y'all seen him like no sale stuff in AEW? That is the grand princess of the world and the world's cutest.
Man, all right.
Wrestling.
Keep going, dog. That's all I can say. Keep going.
I love more wrestling so much. Dalton Castle defeated Johnny TV, Johnny Impact, John Morrison, however you choose to remember him.
Oh my God.
We're just gonna call
in a fight without honor. That match was supposed to determine the custody of the boys, but the boys were released by AEW in that little 10-person release thing.
That is ridiculous.
Budget cuts don't exist, right?
Right. Apparently the boys weren't showing up for work, and they did it on more than one occasion.
Yeah, I think I read that too.
But yeah, but the boys obviously saying lies, but whatever. Athena continues being the most dominant women's world champion in the world by defeating Hikaru Shida. This is Athena's 50th straight title defense. She's had that belt for, she's held that 50? Belt for a year. She's had put that in perspective right now. Athena held that belt for a year, has 50 title defenses.
So I mean,
Roman Reigns ain't got half of that.
You took the words right out my mouth.
So that means she done went a whole year and ain't defended the title twice.
Every 2 weeks she done had a title defense.
That's crazy.
Like, every 2 weeks, like, Athena out here banging, she is the forever champion. Mm-hmm. Like, And that's crazy because like Ember Moon had so much potential. And they just
wasted. I was just gonna say I do miss.
Oh yeah, Athena's Ember Moon. Remember?
Nah, I know that, but I'm saying that she don't exist no more. Slave names. She don't exist no more. But you're like, hey, the eclipse. We'll see that tomorrow.
But I ain't gonna lie.
There's an actual eclipse tomorrow.
Wow, that's funny. That's no, funny. Good. That was a good one.
And in the main event, Mark Briscoe defeated Eddie Kingston to become the Ring of Honor World Champion. This is coming 11 years after Mark's late brother Jay first won the Ring of Honor World Championship. Now both Briscoe brothers are officially mm-hmm. world champion. Proud of Mark because like Mark wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah, he wasn't.
So like this
really gives him something to do for sure because he was just out there.
Because he's our Ring of Honor faithful. Like mm-hmm. he is what we got for this company. Because mm-hmm. like when we first put up Ring of Honor, all we had were the Briscoes, and now we down to Briscoe. So
yeah,
Mark is all we got. So congratulations to everyone in Ring of Honor Supercard. Yay. All right. Like I told y'all, we got to get through this. WrestleMania is still on the horizon.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, so let's get into these go-home shows, starting with Monday Night Raw. Raw was mid to me.
It was mid due to the fact the last week was so mm-hmm. fire. And it ended.
Last week was so good.
Like not even just the ending of last week with the whole Rock beating up Cody in the back and all
like,
that other
all
stuff.
All of it.
Like literally, like the whole Punk segment, everything else that went on. For this to be a go home, that should have been a go home show.
Yeah,
you should have ended it with
like
that.
Like that.
You could literally swap them around.
That's definitely how we should have went home.
Yeah, you should have swapped them around and been just fine.
Because I definitely would have traded this whole little top segment for that Bloodline did.
It was like 35 minutes.
Like we definitely could have did that last week.
Yeah,
and
for
then
sure.
pulled
the whole Rock thing. Yeah.
But like I said, we're in Brooklyn, New York, and The Rock opens up, letting them know that first of all, that is the largest Raw gate ever because obviously Brooklyn wanted to see Dewey let Rock.
They really love announcing this little gate thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it for quite a while.
Because numbers matter again for whatever reason.
And I don't know. It's not even on the same night.
I also want to say real quick, like, why are we caring about ratings? Honestly. Ratings really don't matter anymore.
They do, though. Like, because the ratings definitely matter, especially when it comes to what channel you're going to be on. Because, like I said, like, if we hadn't already done these TV rights, like when we're looking at that, like Fox is getting rid of SmackDown because of ratings and ad revenue.
But
those numbers do matter, which is why y'all are going to USA because us as Fox, y'all and WWE aren't making enough for us Fox to continue to hold y'all.
They're
going to
go get an old comedian to have a sitcom.
That's cool, but Netflix, 10 years. Ratings what?
No ratings.
No ratings.
You see what I mean?
Going to Netflix is going to determine, A, the price for this live TV package.
Oh, for sure.
So the ratings are definitely...
We're going to pay like $50 for Netflix, for real.
So yes, these ratings are definitely going to affect how much y'all are charged for Netflix.
That's true.
So yes, these ratings do matter.
Netflix already about 20.
Because now that we're on streaming, now we have to figure out how much are y'all willing to pay to watch live TV.
Mm-hmm.
How much are y'all willing to pay to not watch live TV?
Ain't it like 10 bills?
Like I said, like is having live TV on our platform worth it? Like those ratings are very crucial. They're just boring to us because all we gotta do is watch.
Yeah, like, but I
ratings mean nothing to us doing this.
And maybe that's what I'm referring to because when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, I don't want to use ratings as a measuring stick on mm-hmm. what show is better if you're still putting out a bad product. I don't care how many people watch it. If the show is bad, the show's bad.
So does rating count when like people like, let's say they do the whole recording thing. Like, do that count towards the ratings? Because I know some people probably don't
no, ain't gonna watch live.
It.
No, because it's not live.
So the numbers are ratings, flawed anyway.
The ratings do still count because it's not live. But it's still a new episode of television.
But
like, and I'll give TNA as a perfect example. TNA wasn't and isn't live.
Mm-hmm. He's not saying like previous recording. He's saying like DVR type.
I'm saying like DVR stuff.
If I record it off YouTube TV and then I come back and watch it on a Tuesday morning, you get what I'm saying?
You recording it does count as a view because it's being recorded by your whatever you're watching TV on.
That's why I was asking. I wasn't sure.
So, like, that's technically...
I thought it wouldn't count, but just simply due to the fact of it's not being watched
as
it's going on.
Or as it's showing.
Yeah, as it's showing, yeah.
like you're not physically watching it, but you have that recording going from the time it's on to the time it's off.
Fair enough. Okay. Okay. I see what you're
like,
saying.
Like, even though you're not watching it,
it's being recorded, so it's being viewed in a sense. Okay. Got you.
And then, so that's why I probably take like a couple of days before they get the final count for it.
Yes.
Yeah. It never happened. It's never the next day.
It's never the next day.
Right. You got to take a call to Nielsen Box on ratings. You got to take account. You got to take account recordings, who's watching it on stream, like stuff like that. Like, all that stuff does still count.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, numbers matter. But yeah, The Rock opened up a little Brooklyn. First bragged about how y'all gave us the biggest gate for the 13th consecutive week or whatever. Then he took, you know, all the praise for whooping little Cody last week, you know, beating him with the belt, even when the cameras went off. All right, we clearing off. Get that.
Man, so,
and it's the fact they showed it on Raw, too. Like,
you had to, though. Like, you had
to. Yeah, you had to, because it was already going
to gotta do the digital exclusives, you know
like,
what I'm saying?
Like that Seth Rollins, Matt Riddle promo?
Yep.
Like,
so, yeah, that entrance, Monday.
Oh, the entrance is finally right.
That was fire.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It, like, every week he get better.
No,
and better.
It wasn't fire. It was electrifying.
I wish I want to hit the
button. I almost hit it a month.
I want to hit the button.
But
first of all, like, don't care how you feel. Love the Hollywood themes to this day. And, like, the transition into the Hollywood theme is so good.
That actually makes me like it a little bit. Like, because I really wasn't a fan of the whole little skyline and the helicopter and all that.
I like that. I love that.
I hate
it.
Especially you didn't know who it was at first.
The first time it hit, definitely hit.
Like, who is this, like, doing all the extra stuff?
It's cooking.
Bro, this extra.
Well, that is extra. I'm sorry.
Like, you tripping. I love the 03 Hollywood thing. I love it.
I like nostalgia. I'll still rock with the 98 theme.
And especially now that he's healed, like, please get this 2011 theme out here.
I hate that theme the most.
You hate the new one the most?
I hate it. I never enjoyed it. Never enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it when he came back because it was hard. Like when you watched that episode, that Raw episode where Rock came back in 2011, that was hard.
Ain't nobody expecting him to show up.
But now,
14 years on, give me a new one. Yeah. Give me a new one. Like, The Rock canonically got 9 theme songs. Give me the next one. Like, come on, Death Rebel, give me y'all take.
the presentation to the entrance. Mm-hmm. Like, the anime
final
fans,
boss.
Anime fans, if y'all out there, y'all know this reference. That man think he's Sasuke. He out here summoning Kieran.
Summoning Kieran, like, be gone with the thunderclap.
With the thunderclap. Like, he's literally and then he just right there like boom.
Mm-hmm. And it ain't goofy either, like how Bobby Lashley was.
No, like, yeah, like, he's not corny at all. Like, it fits.
Yeah, it fits.
It's so, pause. But it's funny because we was watching it as we was recording out of the hat, and I told DJ, I was like, bro, imagine what they're going to do at 40.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine the WrestleMania one. That we have not watched, by the way. We have not seen it yet. We don't know what it looks like.
Sure. Rocky took credit for whipping Cody like a government mule and said that even though he saw the little kids crying, let me learn y'all a little cheering. Sometimes a man gotta do what a man gotta do. And The Rock takes credit for making wrestling cool again. I mean, wrestling was getting cool, but now that The Rock is just here. Like, if you ain't watching wrestling now, like, loser, like, get on it. Like, no, because, like, back in high school, I couldn't say that I was lame for watching wrestling. Now, get on my level, because, like,
oh God,
my sport is definitely better than yours.
We definitely have a fan from out of the head saying, like, bro, I've been missing out on wrestling.
Like, I survived the trenches of 2010 through 2015.
Yes.
I can't relate. I went
like,
there.
I survived the trenches, and now y'all on the bandwagon. Y'all better get off.
No, Lord, we've been here.
Lord, like, that was a drought. That was a drought. I'm sorry. I cannot relate. Left 05, came back after the streak ended. I missed all that junk.
Like I said, like, bro, we've seen some dark times. We've been through the ringer, and we held on, DJ. Like,
we paid money for it too.
We paid money for this. Like, we ain't have the WWE Network. What do you pay for? You said $10. We shelled out $60 for boo boo water. Anyway, Rock takes credit for wrestling being cool again. brings out the bloodline where Roman basically thanks The Rock a lot because it's family over everything. Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins comes out Shield style. Obviously not coming to the ring because there's five of y'all out there.
Of course not.
And says, since we's in Brooklyn, it's the night before, it's the Raw before Mania. We ain't got to wait till Mania to bump Rock, Roman, match me. Like, run it. Obviously, we got whatever Solo. Whatever.
Like, you get Solo.
You get Solo.
You call out the big dogs, you get the big puppy.
It's funny. It's so funny because they literally the same thing last year. Like, nah, you getting Solo. Cody, you got Solo.
Like, you
go home, man.
Solo,
go home.
I don't feel like working. Solo.
Yeah, come on.
Solo! Sick him. And it's going to be Bloodline Rules, which was basically just an ODQ match.
Basically.
That's all that was.
They wanted to give us a taste of what's to come, and I don't understand why, but whatever.
Now, Uncle Boy, they're going to dog walk that little boy. Mm.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Ha-ha.
I don't. But I don't. But once again, we ain't watched Mania yet or whatever. But in the first action of the night, New Day and DIY took on the Judgment Day. They had a pretty short match. They were given like maybe like 10 minutes to work with. So they just basically spammed all the exciting moves with Judgment Day coming away with the win with Damian Priest and Kofi Kingston with the Razor's Edge, building a little bit of momentum towards the six-pack ladder match at WrestleMania. Drew McIntyre holds a nice little funeral for Seth Rollins, world title reign, and CM Punk's WrestleMania dreams.
Boo.
Like, in that same little TNA funeral home. Like, and that's what it's like. People saw the funeral and immediately said, ain't that the same funeral home? Yep. Ain't that the same casket that Mr. Anderson buried Aces and Ace in? And I was like, only Eagle Eye Wrestling fans called that because that's the, I'm talking about they ain't changed nothing. That's the exact same funeral home. Mm-hmm. Like, love and wrestling connects across three universes. The way lost to Ivy Nile and Maxxine Dupri because whatever this heel turn with Candice LeRae is.
Just hurry up at this point. Dang.
Like, she already healed.
Like, she's healed. I don't know if she's trying to get Indy Hartwell to turn heel.
Yeah. At this point, just come on. Just come on with it now. Like,
and where's Dexter Lumis?
I was wondering when he released or not.
I didn't even think about that.
Where's my girl's man at?
That's a good question. Like, seriously, where is Cud? He been gone mad long. He been gone for a long time. Like, I understand why Braun been out for a while. And Braun already teased his return. Like, we might get Braun Monday.
Yeah, Braun been out because of injury.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, Braun might come back Monday.
Yeah.
That's the Loomis. Where you been? Like,
my God, yes. I can't wait for this week's episode. I can't wait for this week's episode. I love Ram and SmackDown after Mania.
Wait, is Dexter Loomis hurt or wasn't he hurt?
I don't know.
I think he may have had.
I think he got injured and then went and filmed the TV show for a minute because like he did the Tacoma FD thing. But yeah, I think he was injured. I don't remember. It's been so long. Like he just disappeared.
He disappeared.
Mr. Loomis, if you listen, please come back.
They was about to get the way all the way back.
Like yep. Mr. Loomis, if you listen, please come back.
Please
and, like,
return.
We and like you. Beat up Logan Paul. Like kidnap him.
Everybody hate Logan.
I actually don't.
I find him to be very entertaining. Like,
he's very good.
He's obnoxiously good at this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all he had to do would be himself.
I was just going to say, he's really not trying.
The best superstars are themselves.
Yeah,
in real life.
Really not even trying. He's really being himself.
If only somebody knew that who was in charge ahead of time. continuing to show that Triple H is definitely running the show, we got another Ricochet match on Raw.
Oh, my God.
And you laughing. First of all, Ricochet is definitely winning that WWE Speed Tournament.
It's made for him
and Cedric Alexander.
I do want to say, now that you mention it, why was Big Bronson Reed on Speed?
Do you watch Main Event?
No.
Okay, but Speed, you go to live show, so you know Main Event is taped before the real show. Yeah. Anybody we see before the red or the blue, those are the people on Speed.
But see, here's my thing though. Like when I first was introduced to Speed, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about drugs, but
we're talking about the exclusive WWE Speed that debuted this past Wednesday,
It was Wednesday.
X on here, but not on. Okay, cool.
He said it. I just piggyback.
It's X. X. Like,
it's X. I call it X. He likes,
he likes to play semantics. I just call it Twitter because I'm used to
calling
it
Twitter. It's not Twitter.
I'm used to calling Twitter too, but like, it's X now, so you got to keep
anyway,
up with the times.
Go off. But what I was saying was, when I first was introduced to the show, I imagine like a whole bunch of high flying, fast paced, mm-hmm, athleticism.
You thought it was Twitter 205 Live.
Yes. Basically.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. No.
I thought just, I was going to get a whole bunch of that.
It's just, what can you do in 3 minutes? Basically.
Well, you know what? Big guys can't squash. So I guess that's fair to say.
Bronson Reed can definitely just body press and tsunami, mm-hmm, somebody and win, yeah, that match in 9 seconds.
That is very true. That's right. That can be a thing. Big guys do squats.
I'm glad it's on the app and not like on my television.
Right, like, yeah, that's just something for the Twitters.
Yeah.
Ricochet took on Ivar. Ivar gets healthy again. Like, after missing last week.
He missing last week and had Vinci.
No, like, what time he was injured? Nah, Ivar was getting them braids, dude. That was his. Ivar was sitting down on somebody's floor getting them
Got them knotless.
Like, boy. But, yeah, like, this was a Ricochet match I was real impressed with, because I wouldn't expect Ricochet to hit an actual fall away slam on somebody like Ivar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big guy.
Like,
big guy.
Big burly Ivar. Yeah. Like, but yeah, hit a fall away slam and a 630 centime. I always love those. Ricochet working towards hopefully getting in the title picture, because Ricochet ain't held or smelled a title since Gunther beat him for it all them days ago.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, at this episode of Monday Night Raw, what Gunther was at? 660?
666. Or was that last night?
That's where he is at Mania.
Or one of these.
At Mania, he's 666.
So that means, gotta be 661 or 662.
Something like that.
Shout out to Lucifer.
Like, Ricochet ain't seen a title since he lost to Gunther 662 days ago.
Yeah. So we're talking 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this push just don't end with Ricochet getting all these wins just to go nowhere. Cause I done beat everybody in the Judgment Day and I'm beating the big dudes. Like, you gotta get somebody.
From talking to him at the gym in the sauna. Yeah, that happened in real life. He don't know where his career was going. He said that they had enough of Ricochet, the character. They had too much of him.
That's the thing. You can't have enough of Ricochet, the character, if y'all don't know what that man character is.
Exactly.
Cause Ricochet ain't got no character. Ricochet is one of those people who's just a good wrestler that y'all don't know what to do with.
First of all, what y'all not going to do is just cut me and keep my girl as a ring announcer. That's what we not doing.
Oh, baby, that's why he's still on the contract. That's why
Yes.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Duh. Of course.
We need Samantha.
Cool, boy.
Oh, yeah. What happened with Brandy. Yeah. Like, she was out of there.
Like, Samantha Irvin is eating. Like, Brandy says she hated ring announcer. But, like, that's what she made her main. But, yeah, bro, like... Like, Sam is definitely the new Lillian Garcia. Like, get back.
Oh, absolutely.
Vince, love these black girls with powerful voices.
Ain't it, bro? Like, ooh, Sam killed that junk at Wale Mania. Well, I hope WrestleMania is close next year because I want to go to Wale Mania so bad.
Boy, definitely in Minneapolis.
Yeah, definitely Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It's either mini or it's Vegas. Those are the two cities I've been told.
Brock will be reinstated. It's definitely Minnesota.
But yeah, more than likely, if Brock gets reinstated, they already teasing.
We'll find out at Mania. Yeah, they always announce it.
We'll find out at Mania.
That is also true. But they've you know, prior to this whole Vince allegation stuff, sorry, I got to, you know, rehash it. But prior to that, they were saying how Brock really wants to have, like, one last run, like, 1 year and then be out of there. So where's best to do it at? Than at home.
True.
Vegas.
His home is in Saskatchewan. Because, like, Brock Lesnar definitely took Sable and moved to Canada.
Like, I'm talking about where he's from, not, like, where he currently lives.
He probably across the border, though. Like, right there across the border. Yeah. Like, I don't know exactly where that at in Canada, but...
Saskatchewan!
So, hold on. The whole time, the man been Canadian.
Like, yo,
I got me some land out in Canada. I got my little farm. I got Sable. Like, yes, I am taking the hottest.
It's cold in Canada. It's cold in Canada. Sable don't have enough.
Depends on where you at in Canada. Like, you just can't stereotype Canada. It's cold.
No, you're right.
Like I said, we're from Alabama. It's cold everywhere outside of here.
Except for Mississippi.
Except for Mississippi. Ain't nothing but heat out there.
I don't know what's it.
Ain't nothing but heat out there.
Ain't nothing but
heat and trees.
Shout out to all the people listening to Mississippi. Like, I don't know none of y'all counties, but I know y'all love it.
They probably got Jefferson County.
Well, yeah, I barely can spell it without.
I can smear it.
Crickle.
Yeah, I can't spell it regularly. I have to do it. Yeah, I can do it. Yeah. Man, keep going. Let's go, man.
The subsection of Damage Control, Dakota Kai, Kairi Sane, and Asuka took on Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, and Tegan Nox. Damage Control won.
Right. Because that was
definitely just the warm up ahead of their WrestleMania 6 woman tag.
That was a filler.
Yep.
That's what that was. Pretty much. Tegan Nox must be heel now.
No, Tegan Nox isn't heel
yet.
True.
First of all, this dynamic don't make sense because it's technically heel versus heel here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But Tegan Nox is face, but Natalya is over in NXT doing stuff, so she just needed to be here. And then you know, Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox got history, so Team Kick will do like to smart wrestling fans. That was for y'all.
Right.
Like to people that like long-term storytelling, just Dakota Kai versus Tegan Nox.
And it's been the longest story. They happened before COVID. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, that happened in NXT.
Yeah. Let's start there.
Sami Zayn continues this little Rocky movie, whatever, with Chad Gable. And then Sami Zayn takes on Big Bronson Reed in a rematch from last week. This time, I'm guessing the match just ended in no contest because Sami went out to check on Chad Gable when Gunther dragged him out
through the stage.
So it ended in DQ or no contest because then Gunther just started wailing on him after that. Like Gunther just put Sami's face in the dirt, knocked him out with the title and all that.
This storyline, I don't understand it at all.
It should have been Chad Gable. I still say it should have been Chad.
I stand on that too.
We still might get Chad
down the line.
We still might get Chad.
Depending on the results of Mania.
Depending on the results.
But I feel like regardless of who wins, Chad should be next.
He's going to be next.
He is definitely going to be next. Because win or lose, Sami Zayn now owes Chad Gable.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
I mean, if you lose, get back and let me try.
If you lose, get back. If you win, run that.
Basically. And I train you, so I know what you can and can't do, even though Sami was already good before he went to the academy.
Fictional scenario.
Right.
Fictional scenario. Sami Zayn somehow wins at Mania.
Right.
I'm like, Chad Gable immediately gets a match Raw after Mania. Turns heel on some Daniel Bryan stuff, takes that belt immediately.
I would love if that happened. I can see him turning heel.
Let him turn heel, then immediately snatch the IC title. Like, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
See, like, but that's if Sami can win, though.
You know why?
I mean, he beat Sheamus. He done beat all the big guys. Check, I don't think Sami gonna beat Gunther.
Here's why I'm not rocking with that. If Sami happens to win,
if
he wins, we done lost this. We done ended this historic IC title reign only for Sami to lose it.
I know you ain't talking Mr. Damian Priest cash in on Cody. I know you ain't talking. Shut up. Shut your mouth on this PG podcast. You hush. You shut up. You safe right now. You are safe. You shut up.
Oh my God.
That sword, mad double edged.
My chest.
That sword, mad double edged.
The nerves.
Ooh, that sword so double edged.
The nerve.
Why are you so mad?
Because
I love it.
I deserve to be.
Lord Jesus.
But no, like I can see where you're coming from, but no.
Right. Like,
the difference is, if that nigga called me, but now the difference is, I can't get into it. I can't even think of no lie.
Okay, my point.
Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley just scrap a hit like this one. Like, time for talking is over. Like, just bump. Like, can't wait for this women's title match. I hope Rhea wins.
I hope she wins too.
Same.
I'm not tired of Becky. But, like, for Becky to go say she ain't do nothing all year while simultaneously feuding with Trish Stratus, winning the women's tag team titles with Lita, then going to win the NXT championship.
Also, you won the NXT titles and all that. Like, come on.
Like, Charlotte, the only thing you
and
did.
And you won the Elimination Chamber.
Like, the only thing you didn't do this year was win Money in the Bank. Google could you do for you?
Literally. You being greedy.
Like, you being, but, like, But no, like I beat Charlotte a year ago. I'm not just going to lose to you, Becky. Like, I'm sorry.
Nope.
No, Becky greater than Charlotte.
Also, Mommy has to stay on top. I like Mommy on top.
I love Mommy on top.
I'm just letting that breathe for the people at the house.
All right, next segment. Next segment. Like,
just let y'all stand. Just let y'all stand on y'all business. And in the main event, Seth Rollins took on Solo Sikoa in a Bloodlines Rules match, which was basically just a no DQ match. Pretty standard affair. Ended, but me, like, I was on edge because, like, you know how Seth blew his knee out back in 2015 on that Sunset Flip Powerbomb on Kane?
Yep.
Did the same thing to Solo. Boy, I was watching that knee. Because I was like, ooh, because if that knee buckled, that's the entire weekend. And if that knee would buckle, that just means that God don't want to see Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns fight. That's all it would have been.
Man, listen, boy. Don't speak that into existence because that'll just break my little bit hard.
But, like, yeah, bro, when he did that Sunset Flip Powerbomb and landed, I was making sure that knee didn't buckle because, ooh, the weekend would have been ruined.
To be fair, Solo's not Kane in terms of size. Solo's not Kane.
I believe Solo might be heavier. Kane's definitely bigger, but Solo might be heavier.
Yeah. Because
Kane was like 7 feet.
Yeah, but he's also
Kane like 3, if not pushing 3.
Yeah, he was like 320, 325, something Kane like that.
Kane big dude, nah.
Too sure. All right, but the match ended with the Sunset Flip Powerbomb through a table, then an immediate stomp.
Yep.
After the match.
Kurt Franklin style.
Like Kurt Franklin style. After the match, The Rock and the Bloodline looked like they was about to get the jump on Seth Rollins. But the architect always got a plan B. Chair to the back of Roman Reigns. I lie.
Adrenaline in my soul.
Yep, they built up how Cody Rhodes was medically unable to be at Raw tonight just for Cody Rhodes.
That was a load of crap.
Like, and it was stupid.
Can't it be that bad?
Because it didn't come work. On. And it didn't work. Y'all tell us all episode that Cody is medically unable to be here tonight. Then he comes out to make the save just for both of y'all to get whooped at the end of the night.
You feel me?
Everybody.
I'm talking literally whooped, like, with a belt.
And then.
Like, we whipped them boys last night. Yes, on Monday.
Like, back and forth, just being both on the ref, got a little cameo. I think the show went off. But
that was funny. That was funny.
The ref did have a little camera really on like trying funny. To join the Bloodline.
When Dwayne says something, Dwayne's mean it.
Like had to put the weight belt on their back.
So Mama Rose.
Mama Rose.
WrestleMania.
Once again, I can't wait to see who Roman Reigns fight at WrestleMania, because this Cody and Rock storyline is great.
Cody and Rock is
great. It might be Seth. Or
I mean, if it's Seth, then Roman just gonna get DQ'd again because Roman Reigns canonically can't beat Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
That's also true. Very true. No lies told there.
Like even at the Rumble 2 years ago, Seth Rollins wins that match.
As it to beat him.
Like, death taxes and Seth Rollins beats Roman Reigns every time.
it's true. It's an inevitable thing.
Until WrestleMania Saturday when Roman Reigns ended up getting that win on Seth.
If Roman pins Seth, that'll be so funny.
Like, that'll be lame.
It'll be tragic. Cause now we ain't got nothing else to hold on to.
Oh God.
But yeah, look, like I said, mad segment heavy, little mid episode of Monday Night Raw. Like not the go home show. I was really excited for it because like the good stuff happened last week. But it was all right.
They could have done better.
Yeah.
Let's see a SmackDown did better. Friday Night SmackDown live from Philly. WrestleMania. Bump it up. WrestleMania starts on the Kevin Owens show with special guest Randy Orton.
The Viper.
Randall Keith, the Legend Killer.
Na 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 na.
We don't know those people. We don't do that. We don't know them folks.
I shout out all my fellow wrestling content creators. I love my people. Love y'all whether y'all local or overseas. Math better than pipe bomb, but anyway, just gonna drop that one in there.
Man, go ahead, dog. Go ahead, man.
No, what side of the battle I'm on. I'm definitely on this math side.
That was just genius. Like, you don't remember that. Like, that was perfect.
Chef's kiss.
But yeah, Kevin Owens show with Randy Orton is basically interrupted because they just both talking about how they're going to get the drop on Logan Paul.
Yeah.
is interrupted with Logan Paul, who is at WrestleMania, who's at across the street at Lincoln Field. They had to watch that on the small little, on the little ramp. Kevin Owens like, where you at? Oh, he's on the little tiny video screen. You know, they ain't have no stage.
Oh, yeah, and it was far back, too.
Yeah, so like, damn, she just had to watch it on the entranceway. But Logan Paul is at the set for WrestleMania telling Kevin Owens and Randy Orton that they're wasting time while I'm reminiscing on the victory I'm going to have, like, already here. So Logan and Randy just, KO and Randy just decided, hey, we'll just go for that.
Yeah, you go across the street. It's not that far. Yeah,
come on. Across the streets. like, so we just going to go get you. They go get a little golf cart and drive over there while Theory and Grayson Waller chase after them for whatever.
That was so funny, bruh. How you late to everything? You can't catch him in the ring. You can't catch him in the parking lot.
Corey Graves is talking mad because, like, bro, y'all got out the ring mad late. Y'all missed y'all cue. And like,
y'all missed y'all cue.
Like, that was a creep. Just going to say, y'all missed y'all cue or something. What y'all doing? Like, they gone.
That was funny.
They turned down them to give chase to Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. We come back for the first action of the mic. First action of the night, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, WrestleMania weekend. Pump it up, pump it up.
Can we please get rid of this?
No, it's where it belongs now. It's where it belongs now. But
what is the point?
The point of it was...
Oh, wait, there's no real stipulation to it,
yeah,
so yeah.
Yeah, the point of it was just to honor Andre the Giant when we got to...
I understood that part.
New Orleans. Like, I don't know why we ended up doing it all together. Like, it's just to honor Andre. I get... We did at a point where we had so many people on the roster, we needed everybody, like, and everybody wanted to
remember. Because remember, if you're not on the actual WrestleMania card, you don't get paid. Yeah, so this was kind of like their way of doing away. All right,
so check this out. This is a stipulation I think that should be added to it.
Go ahead.
So Money in the Bank, you get a world title match, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not Andre the Giant Memorial? You get a mid card title match.
Because Andre's not a mid-carder.
Apparently, you were supposed to get a title match in these WrestleMania Battle Royals. Because remember when Naomi won the, at the time, Fabulous Moolah?
The pimp!
Before it was turned to the Women's Battle Royal. Naomi,
it's funny because I was going to ask, don't we still have that? Like, is that the thing?
We did two of them and cut the
and yeah, it was over.
Match. Yeah, yeah. That's but what
like,
I thought.
Yeah, Naomi said when she won that Battle Royal that she was supposed to get a title match that she never got.
But they never announced that, though.
They did.
I'm saying for the men's.
Yeah, for the men's, no. Like, for the men's, you just get the trophy, and, you know, you get the
pose.
Pose by Andre real quick.
They just say a couple of those guys are.
And it's definitely just something to give, like, your bigger guys something to do. Because notice, everybody who's won that championship has been kind of a big guy, like, except for Jey Uso. But,
Yeah. Matt Hardy. Delete.
Oh, yeah. Matt Hardy definitely won. Shout out to him.
But he
Matt Hardy won the one in New Orleans. The second one, 34. But yeah, like your Baron Corbin's, your Mojo Rawley's, Big Show,
Cesaro.
Cesaro was the first one.
He was the first. Yep. Now he another company.
Yeah, Cesaro was the first. Like Cesaro,
you can't celebrate the first one because he another them.
That's hate.
I mean, like you kind of can because like in that WrestleMania package, we definitely showed Daniel Bryan, and in Bayley's little package, we got her next to Sasha winning the tag titles.
I mean, Triple H don't. No, he doing it different.
Like I said, Triple H don't care. Like
he don't. They name dropping everybody like, in AEW.
I wonder if they're gonna show Dean Ambrose during this video package between Roman and Seth and them.
I wonder too.
Nah, because the Shield has nothing to do with this feud.
But they're brothers.
That's cute.
But they're happy, they're single in their colors.
They are not color.
Singing. Please know that that word is singing and not single.
I thought it was single.
We're happy, we're singing, and we're colored.
I thought it was single this whole time.
It's okay, baby. But
they say single when it's two of them?
The more you know.
And they are technically colored because like Seth Rollins is Mexican because like his name is Lopez. Like, that's definitely Hispanic.
Yep. Hit the elf out of here.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins is Hispanic. Roman Reigns is an Irish.
You ain't know that, bro?
No.
That's crazy.
They're POC.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's definitely a thing, bro.
He's a Mexican. Okay,
the more
cool.
You know. The more
like, when I found out Bayley was Mexican, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Like she's also of Latino descent.
I didn't know you can eat yams with tortillas.
Yes.
Keep going. Just keep going. Just let it rock, fool. Go ahead.
I'm gonna hit him so
bad. Oh, God. That's funny.
Logan Paul makes his way back to the Wells Fargo Center. Mm-hmm. and starts talking about how he laid the trap for A-Town Down Under to jump Randy and Kevin, just for A-Town Down Under to be at WrestleMania by themselves. Because Randy Orton and Kevin definitely done made it back to the arena and about to jump on you, boy. One RKO and stun to Logan Paul later, and we're ready for our next match, which is Electra Lopez versus Zelina Vega. Now, prior to this match, backstage, Dragon Lee was attacked and was found by Carlito.
He did it. They wonder how that happened.
Yeah, come on now.
I don't know how that happened.
Somebody want to be on WrestleMania. It smell like.
But, yes, Legado del Fantasma, who are also joined by Andrade and Dominic Mysterio, come out to accompany Electra as she takes on Zelina Vega. Electra Lopez gets the win. Then after the match, Legado start to, well, Santos for the very least. Santos and Dominic try to get the jump on Ray Ray before Andrade interferes and sides with LWO.
Boo.
It is revealed that Andrade will now be Rey Mysterio's tag team partner for WrestleMania, and this Carlito heel turn from the bang.
Hold up, so Carlito did that for no reason?
Yep, pretty much.
Hey, this Carlito heel turn from the bang.
I mean, I also think, like, Andrade is a Triple H guy, so he wanted he wanted his boy. He wanted his boy.
Definitely want Andrade on WrestleMania.
We ain't just bring you back for nothing.
I mean, because Dragon Lee definitely a Sean guy.
Oh, absolutely. The most definitely.
All right, then there was a segment with Jade, Bianca, and Naomi, and I was too distracted to tell y'all what happened during that segment, because good
God. Jesus.
Pound cake. Everywhere.
We're just going to move on, because this is a PG show.
Cake.
Just know that Jade, Bianca, and Naomi are going to go to WrestleMania, and I'm just going to lick the TV.
Oh, my God.
ladies and gentlemen and kids of Nerds Watching Wrestling, we do not condone you to lick televisions.
You can get shocked.
Yeah. Don't do that. Because, you're right. You can get shocked because Jade does bring the thunder. So don't do that. Please. I know that might sound cool. You wanna feel the storm and feel the glow. Can't do that. Don't do that. Please, no. Don't lick TV. This is the voice of $1 million. Please on the TV.
LA Knight cut a little mid-promo on AJ Styles hyping their match for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Glad we're all on the same court here. The Final Testament and The Pride, a.k.a. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, will be competing in a six-man Philadelphia street fight on WrestleMania Sunday.
Sounds like pre-show material, but
Like pre-show material, but that means I get to see Scarlett at WrestleMania, and she gonna come out with the Zhang.
Now, I will say, for this match, I know there's not much to offer for this match, but considering the fact that we haven't had all of them in an actual match yet, finally.
We did in Birmingham.
But I'm saying, like, on television. Like, we always get.
We did in Birmingham.
And the match ended in no contest because Scarlett got involved. Like, remember, B-Fail came and joined.
That's the whole point I'm saying. Who? Like, oh, don't
the
please,
girl
no,
with the braids.
No.
The girl with the braids.
Her name is B-Fab. That's her name.
Hey, that's a Mario song. Like,
her name is Actual B-Fab. Like, that's a good name.
But what I was saying was, like, all right, you said they had a match, but it ended in no contest. Like, we have yet to get an actual match from start to finish since this feud has been.
Well, now
here.
We're not getting a match. Now we're getting a fight.
Right. But still, regardless. At least, hopefully, this ends now. Like,
hopefully.
After night two of Mania, we do away with this feud.
Please.
This also just gets Bobby Lashley and Street Profits on Mania.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Because it's been going on for, what, like 2 months now?
Have AOP ever been on Mania?
No, absolutely not.
No.
I don't think so.
So it's their debut, because
they debuted on the Raw after Mania at 35.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were released in the pandemic, and Seth didn't bring them with him when he fought Kevin. So.
No. Yeah, they so and this is Cross, so this and I think this is Karrion Kross's first
AOP,
also.
This is AOP and Cross's Mania's debut.
Mm. Ooh, which means they could possibly win.
Which means they're definitely winning.
Yeah. Boy, this is a Philly Street fight. We are definitely giving that to the black people, boy.
That's crazy.
Oh, look, if they don't come in jeans, because I heard how.
Oh, because Imperium pissed me. Oh, Jeans.
Why did you bring it up?
We do street fights in jeans. Cut WrestleMania off.
Why?
Cut it off.
You good thing corn in here.
Like, Imperium got the only pass. Imperium got the only pass. I
cut it off.
Why did you bring it up? Why did you do this?
Then we in Philadelphia 2, Montez Ford going to be dressed like Will Smith, and that's
oh my God. Who? Will who?
Don't do that.
I don't know that guy.
He back. Like, he cool again, because it's all Jada's fault. We ain't here to talk about that. That's an out of the head discussion. That's an out of the head discussion. Catch me 5 episodes later. But after making their way back to the arena, after being like the worst henchman ever, A-Town Down Under have a match with Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, the new Catch Republic. Also, been a momentum towards the six-pack ladder match. These two teams are going to be involved. The only two teams from SmackDown in the ladder match. Like, six-pack ladder match, 4-2, while SmackDown ain't got nobody. No, that's right. The other tag teams are in the street fight.
I don't know.
And then, for whatever reason, Pretty Deadly just not on the card. Like, justice for Pretty Deadly.
Yes, boy.
New Catch Republic get the win after the Birmingham double team on Birmingham move, just to immediately get mobbed on by the Judgment Day, because once again, why are we in the six-pack ladder match for our titles? Our titles that y'all are separating, apparently.
Yeah, that was announced.
Yes, if you didn't know, this ladder match will have both sets of titles on two separate rings. So that means whoever grabs the set, that's your set. And then
you still can grab both.
Right, it's
a possibility.
The match don't end, and we're not disqualified because it's a ladder match. I could easily still become undisputed champion if I just got to separately grab these belts.
Yeah. So, I think that's a good idea. That's a great idea.
We got to see how it's working.
Yeah, we got to see how it's playing out.
Because that's exactly what I was asking Corn about. Like, what's stopping me from grabbing all four of them belts?
Because I'll definitely turn to the future. Grabbing two belts at the same
time. Future not better.
Like, I swear, you're going to shoot. Like, and in the main event, Jey Uso took on Solo Sikoa because Solo
has more matches than Roman.
Ahead of all.
More losses than Roman have wins. And Roman
is insane, dog.
Solo ain't won nothing since beating Cena.
Somebody said Solo has been like, Solo's like 0-35. I guess they count house shows.
They count house shows, definitely.
Because he hasn't done nothing since beating Cena. Like, every match after Cena, he's lost because he's just been bloodline fighter.
Yep.
You know, Omos haven't lost the match in like
since we ain't seen Omos.
Omos is 35-0 against the Zawa on the house show circuit.
Again, we ain't seen Omos.
Like, Tozawa has yet to beat Omos. Like, even when they was
house shows count.
Because even when they was down here, it was Tozawa versus Omos. And Omos just yoinked. Like,
that's crazy, dog.
But yes, Jay versus Solo ends in a DQ after Jimmy Uso gets involved, because brother versus brother versus little brother and big brother and all the brothers and Hulk Hogan brother. Like, an older brother, twin brother, little brother, big brother, brother, like. But look through the horizon. It's Cody and Seth Rollins coming to make the save because Roman and Rock ain't here.
Because we have inductions to do later on in the night.
I did find that a little underwhelming.
We got inductions to do later tonight.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. I did find it a little underwhelming at first when I was like, dang, they really ain't on the go-home show. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, they got some other obligations. So you can't be in a brawl and then proceed to induct.
I mean, you can.
You can do it in kayfabe style. You can do it how Dominic did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would have made sense. But, like, doing it on SmackDown, then right after that, had a Hall of Fame speech, like, nah.
I was like, but yeah, we make Cody and Seth make the save, and then, you know, they whip Jimmy like they got whooped. And then SmackDown.
He made a little speech.
That was a weak. Cody. That was a weak impression, though.
And then
to end off the show.
And then, you know, we go off the air to get ready for the Hall of Fame. Shout out, Paulie.
Yeah, we definitely could have swapped. We literally could have swapped that both weeks.
Yeah,
for both shows.
I don't know, that week SmackDown kind of a dud too.
Yeah. And while we're still on the topic of SmackDown, go ahead and say congratulations to your 2024. Hall of Fame class. Congratulations to Paul Heyman.
Yes, sir.
Bull Nakano, Liam Iovia, the UX Express, Thunderbolt Patterson, and celebrity inductee. God dang, the greatest, the GOAT, Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali.
Who been dead for like ever.
I didn't understand why his induction was made, but
that is definitely your celebrity induction this year because we didn't put everybody else in the Hall of Fame. Like,
Snoop Dogg went in last year. Yeah, that's true. But I just didn't understand why his induction was made like so long after his passing.
Yeah, because he probably didn't want to be in it. But
maybe
doing it posthumously makes it more like a legacy type thing.
True.
Yeah.
Did we get a Warrior Award recipient this year?
No.
Mm-mm.
No Warrior Mm-mm. Award. Oh well. All right. And before we get out of here to continue our WrestleMania festivities, gentlemen, I'm going ahead and tell the fine people at home about NXT Stand and Deliver. Usually I'm excited for the NXT shows, especially the ones prior to Mania, like mm-hmm. the Takeovers and Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
No cap, this was a very mid Stand and Deliver.
Oh, was it now?
It was. Like, everything was kind of predictable. Like, everything
I'm
was kind
of upset about one thing, but we're going to get into
it. I called all the winners. None of the matches. The matches were good, but nothing too noteworthy. I don't have to go back and watch any of this. Like, I can give y'all these results. Y'all can picture the match in your head. And that's exactly how
that's pretty much true. Like mm-hmm. I said, I'm only upset with one result. And that's Ilya retaining.
It's too soon. This is Tony's first title. That was Tony's first title match. Too soon.
I know a lot of guys especially wanted their first time.
Especially after we just got the family together. Like, we gotta. Because, like, I don't want to call Ilya up too fast either. Like, because it would make too much sense just for him to immediately come up on the Raw after Mania. Give it just a little more breathing room.
I mean, we definitely getting Melo Monday.
Friday.
Especially because it actually makes sense
for Melo to because Raw ain't got
Melo was already on SmackDown.
He's already on SmackDown.
Oh, that is right.
Melo and Braun are already on SmackDown.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot because we ain't seen Melo on television like
since we confirmed the heel turn.
Yeah.
But especially because the Dragunov and Tony D'Angelo match was the first match was built on respect.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a little more room to play.
Mm-hmm. True, when we do the
heel versus face match, it looks better.
So do he lose it before the draft?
He does, because Ilya's definitely getting drafted. Like you can't
right. as he should.
Like Ilya Dragunov is in my top five. If I'm drafting for the shows, Ilya Dragunov is going in the first round.
Ooh.
Like baby, I'm bold take. Like baby, I'm giving Ilya Dragunov that Finn Balor spot from 2016. Ooh. Like
I'm not mad at that.
Like I'm giving Ilya Dragunov that spot, but
sheesh.
Stand and Deliver opened the match with Joe Gacy defeating Sean Spears, and here's what sucks about that. On top of Sean Spears just getting here,
exactly.
Like before the match, Ridge Holland. You know,
I'm so glad you brought it up because I was just gonna ask you. Are you gonna mention it? Please go ahead.
Ridge Holland, you know the one who retired like 2 weeks ago.
Then hit Joe Gacy pretty much cried. Yeah, pretty much cried, saying, "I'm tired of hurting people." Proceeds to hurt Joe Gacy with a chair.
Like hits Joe Gacy with the chair, and then walks backstage. Like, okay, so first of all, you are now redundant. Sean Spears is now redundant because Joe Gacy won that match.
But you know what's funny too? Like we should have known the right one was on the Raw the moment we saw him on the pre-show.
No, because why were you here? We had Ariana Grace on the pre-show.
It just seemed too telling.
Like Miss Stand and Deliver. First of all, I love that character. Love her so much. Miss Stand and Deliver is the greatest. But yeah, like now both Ridge Holland and Sean Spears are just fodder.
Facts. I mean, wasn't Sean Spears the same way when he was Ty Dillinger though?
We kind of, sort of, like we cared about Ty Dillinger a little more.
Like he never won a title or anything. Nope.
Never won a title, but would win matches every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
But
he'll have his moments, and that's it.
But this is Sean Spears' third match. He won his first match against Ridge Holland, then have lost these last two matches.
Mm-hmm.
Like lost to Dijak, then just lost to Joe Gacy.
I mean, it's Dijak.
I'm not letting him beat Dijak.
Like lost to Joe Gacy on the pre-show.
Oh, that's wild.
Like this was a pre-show match.
This
wasn't even the opening to the card.
I mean, what you expect?
That's wild, dog.
You come back to us with your AEW name, you're not gonna get respected.
Here he go with his.
You're not going to respect
now.
It.
Like, he's not now.
I mean, like, sorry, but like he do got a point because Naomi is back as Naomi.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true.
I want to come back with the Cody Rhodes treatment. Okay, Sean.
ain't no 10 no more.
Ain't no 10. You finna get this pre-show and you going to lose.
It was malice in that show. All right, but like,
the NXT Stand and Deliver TV show kicked off. Like I said, this was an episode of NXT TV. I'm so sorry.
Dang, man, that's how you feel?
Like, bro, like, giving Mad TV special, like, this could have been New Year's Eve or Heat.
I mean, when you have high expectations and they fall flat,
there was nothing too, like, I don't have to go back and watch this takeover for nothing. The Wolf Dogs, Baron Corbin, and Bron Breakker defeated Axiom and Nate the Fraser. They
had just had them losing too, just off the stream.
Like I said, it was a good match. But like they never got out of that second gear. Baron Corbin hit a splash.
I do have
a question. That's the highlight of the match. Baron Corbin hitting a splash.
Like
a little top rope.
They won.
Little top rope. Cool.
Now, when they do lose, because obviously they're not just gonna keep the belts forever. But when they do lose,
do we bring Baron Corbin back to the main roster? Is what you asking?
Yes.
I don't know.
He goes to Raw. Yes, so. They can't be on the same show.
I would very much like to keep the Wolf Dogs as a tag team for at least for Braun's first year.
You can kind of use Corbin as like a heater in a sense.
Yeah, like
I don't know. Paul Heyman said he a Braun Breaker guy too.
Don't make him
a Heyman guy out the gate.
Like I said, we don't need to make Braun Breaker's NXT career the same as the main roster career. Because remember, he immediately just beat Ciampa and got the title.
And I really feel like he's probably gonna come up as like once he does start working on the main roster full time, I think he's definitely gonna be babyface.
He's good enough to have a main event push the first year.
It's still too
early. I'll give him the US title.
He's one of them guys you don't look at as a mid-card title guy.
But he doesn't immediately need the world title.
But you also
immediately
don't.
Immediately though.
I feel like if you give him a mid-card
you
title.
You want him to beat Damian Priest? That's crazy. That's crazy.
For which belt though?
Yo. That's a good one.
That's all right.
Oh God. Let me go on.
Continue. Go ahead.
The women's match, I think, was next.
No, the North American title match.
Oh, yeah, Oba Femi, yeah.
Oba Femi, Josh Briggs, and Dijak. Once again, like I said, a good match. First of all, Dijak won the match. Like, I'm going to go ahead and suspend my disbelief for storytelling and all that good junk. Dijak won this match. Dijak won this match three times.
I would have thought Dijak was winning.
Like, I definitely called it on that third feature. Josh Briggs, I was definitely calling the three. Like, I said three before Oba Femi put their head around that boy's neck.
And that's the best. And also, you kind of keep him safe if they was to, you know, take the belt off him.
Keep him safe by not letting him get in.
Oh,
of course not. Mm-mm. But that would probably, if they were to do it, that would probably be the best way to do it. And then let him go to get the NXT title.
I'm actually putting this as the best match on the card.
Because I'm not mad at that.
Like, because once again, Dijak is such a good wrestler. Mm-hmm. Just in general. Like, when it comes to your PLEs, Stand Delivers, or House Special, whatever, if Dijak is on the card, he's going to give you the best match.
I can't believe Vince fumbled on that.
Yeah. T-Bar.
Fumble.
Jesus.
Man.
But yeah, but like I said, like, I definitely had Dijak winning that match. Dijak won that match to me physically three times. Like, but
well, performance of the night goes to him for sure, though.
Like, performance of the night definitely goes to Dijak, but I can see why we're still on the Oba Femi train.
Yeah, it's still kind of early too, so I ain't mad at it.
I'm saying, and no, I'm not. And while we're talking about it, no slouch on Josh Briggs either, because boy, that JBL off the rope, like that JBL off that top rope.
Well, he's a Briggs, so it kind of comes with the territory.
And then first of all, throwing Dijak off the top rope onto Femi, who was just in that chair, was like, that was cool. So, like, yeah, they definitely had a match of the night.
Mm-hmm. Now, I hate to be that guy because I'm probably going to ask this. Well, probably my second to last time asking this, but does Dijak get caught up?
No, because they ain't going to do it.
Not yet.
Honestly,
he should.
I'm really trying to
see if anybody was going to get caught up this week.
I'm not going to be satisfied with Dijak getting caught up until he holds something in NXT. I'm sorry.
You think so?
If he hasn't had a belt. Like,
no, he hasn't.
Dijak getting called up before he wins the North American title or the NXT title to me is a waste. That's just my personal opinion. Like, I want more for him. JC Jane, Kiana James, and Izzy Dame, like the worst rap trio on the block, lost to Thea Hale, Kalani Jordan, and Fallon Henley in a match that we could have had on NXT TV. Thea Hale won with the Kimura on Izzy Dame. Roxanne Perez
and Lyra Valkyria had a very good back and forth match. Obviously, with the focus being on Lyra Valkyria's shoulder that I broke when I turned heel on that turnbuckle. But like, I had Roxanne Perez winning because if she didn't win, this heel turn was for nothing. Like,
yeah,
and she was right. Once I get my one on one, I can beat you.
And she beat her.
But like, they did. They went back and forth on trading near falls as best as they could. So proud for both of them. Like, go ladies, yeah.
But I thought she would probably get called up though.
They want to. They want Roxy. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody is impressed with Roxanne Perez. Which is why Shawn Michaels smart and put that belt back on that cuff so I can keep it for a little while longer.
And she probably too young to be on the road by herself.
Like, she's like, what, 22, 23?
Yeah. Let her grow a little bit.
She's still a prodigy, though. Like, still one of the best women's wrestlers we got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, can't wait to see what this second reign from Roxanne does. Like we said, Ilya Dragunov defended against Tony D'Angelo in a match that was built solely on respect. Like, Tony D didn't want help from Stax when he was, like, in trouble and stuff. Like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. He didn't do it, but... he definitely put in a great effort. And honestly, while watching the match, I honestly could have seen Tony D'Angelo as champion. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing Tony D in more... actual main title matches.
Yeah, I would have been alright with that.
Like, he looked comfortable in there with Ilya. Like, he actually looked like he belonged.
Mm-hmm. But Ilya is him, though.
But Ilya, I choked out Gunther. Like,
it is
just him. Seeing that happen. Yeah. You just knew he was a star waiting to happen.
I choked out Gunther. Whoever takes that belt from Ilya has like a mountain to climb.
Yeah, you got some shoes to fill.
It's gonna be tricky. But like, it's gonna be tricky.
Speaking of,
like, I get why they gave them the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the story dictated it. We was in Trick Williams' hometown.
I was saying, this been going on since October.
Whatever.
Matt Long.
Once again, if y'all were gonna make this the main event, y'all should have put a stip on it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because for this just to be the match that it was, once again,
it's just a regular match.
We could have did this on TV. First of all, Kamala Hayes is not the sorriest wrestler in NXT. Because, like...
That's so crazy to say, considering how much star power he does have.
Because, like, he has all the star power, was actually running the match, hit all my moves on Trick, just a Trick to kick out. Trick Williams hit a singular knee. It took the one.
He was tired. You know, he didn't gave his all. And, you know, he finally like got,
Trick,
you know.
Trick kicked out of the jump shot. I kicked out of the first 48. I kicked out of nothing but net. Trick put one of them things on the home Carmelo button, and that was a doogie.
That's it. That's all.
Like, I just made him look like nothing. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Put over a friend. I guess that's a way to put over a friend.
You feel me?
Like, that was definitely the home feel good match, and it felt good because, boy, the pop Trick Williams got was nuclear. Like, everybody in there jigging to whoop that trick. Like,
Had to.
But yeah, that was Stand and Deliver. Like I said, that was an NXT episode PLE. Like, I'm not mad at it. Like, I don't necessarily have to go back and rewatch anything personally. If you would like to go back and watch it for the first time, you can. But once you watched it, like, you didn't see the episode of NXT.
Yeah.
It was a four-hour episode of NXT. That's all I can tell you.
Pretty much.
That's a long time. Well, takeovers. Well, they ain't takeovers no more, but, you know.
But the takeovers.
They usually are long, though. Yeah.
Like, the takeover.
I guess you ain't go back to the takeover name.
The Brooklyns, the Dallases, Lord Jesus.
Like, take me back to takeover.
Yeah, go back to takeover.
Philadelphia. Oh boy.
I do miss them though. I ain't gonna hold you. I miss them for sure.
But yes, that was the immediate WWE week in wrestling. I promise we will be here next week with full AEW coverage. But
since we ain't give you nothing, we did promise we was gonna talk about one thing on Collision.
Yes.
We got Matt Cardona and that was it.
The Edge has reunited. Boy, I was just talking about. like Adam Copeland and his TNT Cup opens laid out the challenge for anybody to come and who would answer but the king of the indies, the king of the death match, Matt Zack Ryder Cardona.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't know it because it ain't there no more.
like in a very good mentor-mentee match that both of them was so happy to have. I was proud for both of them. I really was.
That was a little feel good moment.
Yeah.
And Matt Cardona is actually still being very smart by not signing Noel.
As he should.
Very.
Build your stock, baby.
He getting that money.
Oh, for sure.
He getting that money.
But you know where he going, though. Going to Hawaii.
I don't know.
Got to go with Chelsea Green.
She's not even on a mania card, and that kind of irks me.
Irks me, too, because she's great.
Yeah, she's too good not to be on
the card. That's the women's tag team champion.
Are y'all complaining for her in place of her right now?
Maybe. But as the time winds down and we get closer to night two of the biggest spectacle in sports entertainment, we are going to get ready to get out y'all here. So parting words from the Out of the Hat crew. We'll start with the Clutch.
I don't have nothing. Just a great, I ain't going to say a great week. It was all right.
It was all right.
It was all right. But WrestleMania weekend, we can't. It'll get no bigger than this.
Yeah, we treat this as a holiday, y'all.
Yeah, it's definitely a holiday.
Yeah, for us.
I got out of work early. I mean, yeah, early yesterday. I had to make sure I was straight. Same. So, keep on watching some good old wrestling.
Now, before we go, because we got a little bit of time.
Y'all have a little bit of time. I still have to go get in place.
Y'all want to make?
I'm a break kayfabe for y'all. WrestleMania Night 2 starts in exactly 9 minutes.
Okay, so I wanted to do predictions real quick, but if you don't want to do that, then we can just.
Oh no, I'm not predicting nothing. I'm trying to watch this. I'm trying to actually be excited for this show. I don't want to predict anything, like, because I was watching with some friends.
Well, y'all already know my predictions.
I was watching with some friends yesterday. Like I said, obviously we watched it already. I was watching with some friends yesterday, and just the blind reactions of stuff happening at WrestleMania is very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like going in, that's what makes wrestling fun sometimes. Going in with no expectations.
Yep.
I will say, the internet has done a pretty good job not spoiling nothing this year.
They can't, because they've been throwing misdirections the whole time.
That's what I'm saying. They have done a very good job.
Triple H is very good
at what he's giving us nothing. Like, we don't know no surprises. Nobody's coming. Whoa. We don't know anything.
Let's get on.
Just saying. They did real good.
I don't want to predict. I'm very much excited going into WrestleMania very blind.
Well, fair enough. My closing remarks basically would be just for all my first time listeners, welcome. I hope you stay. We enjoyed you. Lastly, I would want to say, if you just now started back watching wrestling, because this is usually the perfect time for people to come back or whatever, like, hey, The Rock's on TV. Well, I'm finna start back watching.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell y'all the same way I told them folks that watched Black Panther and that was so black and proud and back in 2018. Come back for Infinity War. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're gonna watch. If you're gonna watch Mania, watch Raw the next day.
And watch SmackDown.
We need you. We need you back.
These are the times when you actually want to watch wrestling. Like, if you want to get back into wrestling and you got back into wrestling,
this is the perfect time.
Make sure you watch Raw and SmackDown at Mania so that means you can stay locked in.
It's gonna be good.
It's literally like watching the new season of basketball or your favorite sport. Like,
season starts
right over, right after Mania.
Like, we's having a good time in the world of wrestling right now. All right, but like I said, we about to get ready to get up here and watch night two of WrestleMania. So for DJ The Clutch and Million Dollar Ty, I am SWS ZJ Pierce, reminding y'all that not only are we nerds for life, but God, Jay, Bianca, and Naomi just be in the show.